Hello everyone, what's going on? How is everybody doing?
What is up? And what is going on in y'all household right now?
Man, it's been a long time. We need a break. Goodness, we need to escape, do a show, and just unwind for ourselves because we're going nuts here.
I want to go to work just to work less.
I want to go to work. Yeah. We are still working.
Yes, very true. I'm working remotely, but I still go into the office from time to time. Thank God I still have a job. You know, just think about those people that were laid off due to this virus.
Yeah, then I think about, man, I feel sorry for them. They with their kids and they don't have no money. Oh my right. Goodness.
I can't even imagine that.
That's hell right there.
So y'all okay?
Because we living pretty good. We still having a okay life. We still right. Doing a little stuff for whatever we can do legally. We still doing it.
Yeah, so our jobs weren't really affected enough where we stopped getting paid.
Yep.
That's very important.
That's very important. But these kids, whoever said, oh, I just wanted to be with my kids, and you a lie. Stop lying right now.
We should ask them that now.
Yeah, they're like, man.
Still feel the same way.
No. No.
Turned into something.
No. Like they freezing cold. No.
Take back everything I said. I didn't mean it.
No. Forgive me for lying. This is how they feel right now.
Right.
Because like you said, man, we cool parents. You can't be cool parents and have discipline when kids around you 24 hours.
No.
Like, we cool parents because, you know, kids do awesome in school. So we reward them. But they don't do so awesome at home all day.
Yeah, so, you know, school is also bedtime. I mean,
who needs a bedtime is what we thinking.
Some parents still, you know, on that schedule. We ain't, you know, like, hey, y'all out of school.
Enjoy yourselves. Out. Relax. Right.
You know,
kick your feet up.
Play the game and do whatever you
want to
do.
You want a Capri Sun? Have to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, enjoy. We realized that was a bad idea after 2 days. All the Capri Suns were gone.
Yeah.
All the snacks. All the chips.
Stand
all the dip.
Whenever they want to. Eating whenever they feel like it.
True story. Woke up. Let go my ego. I'm not lying. They making breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning. We waking up at 8.
Smelling
eggs. Like, did you cook breakfast? No, I ain't cook breakfast.
Wasn't me.
We asked, like, hey, did you cook breakfast? Yes, we had breakfast at 4.
Right.
So what we're gonna have for a brunch?
We wake up like, okay, we need to get them fed. No, yeah. They didn't already ate.
Yeah, they going fourth, you know, Taco Bell fourth meal. They get 5-6 meals a day on us.
They get
breakfast. They get brunch. They get lunch. They get dinner. They get dinner.
Don't forget about the snacks in between.
Then they get snacks. In between, then a snack after the snack, then a midnight snack, and then maybe something before they go to bed because they don't want to go to bed hungry.
Right, then that's when they eat, make breakfast.
I know, 2 more hours.
The egg's still stuck in the pan.
Yeah, these are the issues we're starting to find out about our kids, and we're starting to realize we're not as tough as we thought we was.
So at this point, we can't be nice no more. You know,
nah, it's over with.
We can't be nice now. Now you got. I just told my son, you know, y'all got a bedtime. A what?
Yeah.
He said a what?
A what? During the school year, bedtime 8 o'clock.
Right. They know when they supposed to go to bed.
Be out of school for 1 month now. What's that?
Bedtime.
What? So we really realizing, if you like deal with the mistake we did and not hold the restraints on your kids, they'll get out of it real quick and forget everything you teach them.
They'll get out of control real quick.
Real quick.
They will do.
And now we gotta be extra work extra hard for not putting in the due diligence from the beginning. Now we gotta work all extra hard and break them like a wild horse.
Because I think I'd have been in there about midnight. I said, we horrible parents for letting y'all stay up, right? And here they go, no, you guys are great. Yeah, I'm sure we are. But y'all take advantage. See, they took advantage. Yeah. If they didn't take advantage and did what they supposed to done, it would have been cool.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just still mad about my Oreos. Oh, my God. That makes me so angry. I'm still mad about that.
I know you. Well, for me, I think about like, oh, I got this at the house. Don't get home.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, enjoy this,
That's a good one. But I forgot and I remembered.
Had the cookies.
Oh man. What? I got Oreos.
Right.
In the freezer because I like my Oreos cold. Sorry. I go to the freezer. I'm like, child. Immediately, child, where's my Oreos?
Which child?
Well, I can eliminate one.
You can eliminate the littlest one.
Yeah, the youngest.
Yeah. Even though he can get in, he know how to open the freezer, but he can't reach the cookies.
Yeah, he would need assistance.
Right.
So, I would have to still call that child anyway. And then when I said, where are my Oreos? The middle child was like, I know where they are. They're right here in the He was just as shocked as I was that the missing bag of Oreos were not there. I know. So that's why I already knew.
The mystery.
Child, come here. Immediately, I already knew. The stupid face looking all stupid. Ooh, what? I'm so, I don't know what's going on. What, Dad? What are you calling me for?
Stop it.
No, I'm not stopping. I said, child. What happened to my Oreo? What do you mean? Start transforming.
Dead giveaway.
Start transforming. That's, I'm going to tell them what transforming is. When you hear us say transforming, you know that the movie, the cartoons Transformers, and that sound they make when they transform into the different shape, they go, you know that sound they make? When people start lying and changing their story,
and start
stuttering. They start
stuttering.
They transforming the story.
He's
a transformer. That's a little inside thing that we have going on.
Right.
She started transforming like. Then she realized I was like, "You transformer!" Then she's like, "I ate them and ran."
Said she ate them because the thing in the house. Well, that middle boy, he always say she did it. Like. It don't matter what it is. She did it. He's starting to be right. Cause she do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we thought that he just blame her because he don't want to get in trouble. But a lot of stuff she do.
See, that's the difference. He admits his faults. He be like, just kidding. I did it.
Right.
He came lie good. You're right. I did it.
Not for long.
Not anyway. For long.
He confessed quickly.
Yeah. It bothers him.
Right.
But that, whoo.
That oldest one.
She broke down, though. I couldn't be too mad. She transformed. I did it. And Jess was left.
And I was cool with it. I don't know.
It was cool.
Wait,
it was cool. It was cool until.
What'd you tell her?
It was cool until it affected her.
What did you tell her? She couldn't eat what?
I told her she couldn't eat for the rest of the night. And tomorrow.
And so, today is tomorrow. Let's just point that out.
Okay.
What? She had some Pop-Tarts this morning.
Yeah, because we woke up at the 8 o'clock to smoke, to burnt. I don't even know.
She decided to put the Pop-Tarts in the microwave.
Uh-huh. On what, though?
Instead of the toaster. And I said, well, how long did you put them in there for? Oh, no.
No, that's not the kicker. Not only did the child not put it in the toaster for a Pop-Tart because it's supposed to pop up, she put the Pop-Tart on a Tupperware lid which the Pop-Tart juice, you know that stuff on the inside of Pop-Tart juice.
That filling.
That filling, you get that stuff hot. That's like grits on Al Green ass, you know what I'm saying? That stuff is hot. It melted that top and had the whole house smelling like the house was on fire. We're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that lid was destroyed.
And, you know, my wife is into Tupperware. She loves organizational type rubber, you know, those type of things. Burnt her lid. Now here come the rules.
Right.
So, here come the rules now.
I'm upset at this point. And now they brought up the cookies.
She really is laughing to hide her anger.
But I wasn't even upset with the cookies.
I know you wasn't upset with the cookies.
That wasn't a real big deal.
I know
to
it
me.
Wasn't
a
rule. Not but to you.
But you know how somebody upset you and you start bringing up all this other stuff that they done.
And another
that
thing.
That you didn't yell at them about that you should have. When
and
they
this.
Did it.
And that.
So I just brought up all that I said in another thing. Y'all going to bed at 11 o'clock and ooh, that's still late.
11 o'clock. What a,
that's still late.
What a bedtime, huh?
For some kids that probably don't sleep at all.
Nah, they don't sleep. But they definitely eat. They definitely do that because we don't have, got to go grocery shopping again.
Because it's like, it's in the house. Let me eat it. Let me eat it. Let me, they drunk 10 Capri Suns in like 2 hours.
But have, go ahead, have, enjoy it. Yeah, can't do none of that. I remember we had bought those drinks for Thanksgiving, you know, around here in our house. Thanksgiving is like it's more of a family spiritual thing with us. I'm serious, it's like, it brings, for me, it's like my favorite holiday. Because food brings family together.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Good food.
And the meaning of Thanksgiving, I get some people agree, some people don't. But for me, it's all about the food and the memories and family and bringing together and talking about it. Mm-hmm. And having time to do that.
I agree. Our little family that we have.
Yeah, so we, like me, I do what my mom did, parents. Do what my mom and our family did was, like, kids would have their own little sodas and all that little junk and stuff. And then grown-ups would have, you know, they grown-up drinks.
Adult beverages.
Yeah. And that's what I do. And I bought some lemonade and some fruit punch.
I bought lemonade and fruit punch because I didn't want to do the soda thing.
Okay, we both was there. We was going shopping together. You was I is you.
Okay, remember that. don't say that when it benefit only you.
No, I don't. That's you. I don't care about the cookies. See, you just see, audience. This is why I get yelled at. But she be telling me not to do what she do. All I gotta say is practice what you preach. Then I'd be wrong. See, I'd be wrong. But we ain't gonna go there. We bought the sodas, 24-pack of drinks. This is Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Some people be like, why did y'all buy 24 damn sodas? Well, juices. Well, whatever. Why did you buy so many? I was like, well, because it's 5 of us. And I don't plan on going out shopping at least until Sunday. I'm eating leftovers.
Right.
I couldn't even enjoy a plate with sodas till Sunday.
No.
Saturday morning, I see the chow. I'm like, what are you doing?
Cans everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm like, man. I'm going to stop. But we are blessed to be able to do that, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Is it a blessing or a curse? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
are we wrong, people?
But I guess,
are we wrong?
Kids will do what you allow them, right?
Yeah,
and we are very lenient on our kids, but they take advantage.
Yeah, it's over with now. It's a done deal.
That's what I'm talking
about. It's a done deal.
You know, you try to be nice to them, but they take advantage of
it. It's a done deal. And then how you gonna be so tough, eat all my cookies, then come back? I come back with cupcakes. See what I'm saying?
Still eat, but remember, you asked her if she wanted the cupcake. She said no. But yes. Turned around and had how many?
I don't know. She says three.
No, I was giving the baby one. But why your mouth moving like you was eating one? You trying to rolling the tongue around the mouth because you got some. Gotta finish eating the cupcake.
Got the gooey icy stuck to the top of the roof of your mouth. Came
crumbs on the side of your mouth.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get off my kids. I love them. But now, man, anybody say I want to be with my kids all day, I know you lying.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
So I guess we can say y'all still have the same rules in place or, you know, because things have now changed.
Yeah, discipline has to change now. You can't. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. We figuring it out. We're going to start today. We're going to figure it out. But you're right.
We're starting.
Times have changed. And I wonder. No, getting back on serious note, how's everybody doing out there?
Right.
Because this world has forever changed.
Yeah, it has definitely changed.
Forever.
School is out for the remainder of the year.
Damn, kids for the fall?
So, yeah, we got the summer. And I don't know what is there going to...
It just turned spring.
But what is there to do, you know, now? Did y'all have any summer vacation plans?
Yeah.
How will things be?
But see how we move. We can do that, though. How we move.
Do what?
We can take a little vacate.
But will things be back to normal? You know what I'm saying? By then.
We don't have to go on no plane or none of that. You see, I think since people aren't moving, I don't know. I'm not telling you what to do. I want y'all to stay home so I can take advantage of all the free space. There's so much free space out there.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, man, nobody has to do nothing.
No.
Y'all, people are really staying. I mean, it's a ghost town in Shreveport. It usually is busy, traffic, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
I would say that's a good thing because people are like really taking it seriously because Shreveport is a hot spot.
Yeah. There's a lot of hot spots.
Our neighborhood specifically.
It's a lot of hot spots. There's a lot of hot spots. But they're only hot spots because of ignorance.
Yeah.
I was in a gas station. And I still respect the rules. I was in a gas station. Older man. Gentleman. Yeah, he's an older black man. I'm a black man, but this is our community right here. He all on the counter. No, now, like, everywhere we go, they have these clear plastic, like, shields. So, I guess, breath and saliva can't contact. So, that's all set up now. He all over that, talking to the lady. The lady's like, back up, sir.
Making her mad.
People in the line, including myself, like, man, you like, back up, man. You don't know what's going on. He gonna look at the people like, what's going on? Lord, getting rid of all these evil mother effers. And if I was in my right mind, I would have said, nah, he should get rid of all the stupid MFers. But I couldn't think that quick because I was so upset with his ignorant ass.
Don't you hate when you gotta come back? And he old later. Too?
I know. But he was old though. Like, oh, I guess this is time for old people to thrive. Now we scared of your ass. Like, that's just an old man. He ain't gonna do nothing. Now that old man, everybody, like, hey, man, back up, man.
Right.
They scared as hell.
He should be the one scared, though.
No, he wasn't.
He said, get rid of evil people.
You're getting rid of evil people. Yeah, I hear that a lot. Do you really think the coronavirus is a God tool? Or do you, it could be. Because they said, you know, stuff like this would happen. It could be like this.
Targeting specific people or 5G.
Yeah. That's the most ignorant thing. 5G and Corona roll together. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what's the connection there with 5G and coronavirus. But I don't know. But the fact that it's here, you know.
How we handle it.
How we deal with it and how we're coping with it. You know, it's probably most important.
Most important thing is being smart and safe.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's the most important thing. But I'm also getting... See, I'm a different type of cat, baby. You know I'm different. You know I'm pro-black, but I really am hard on black people. I really am.
But you gotta be pro-right.
I am more pro-right. I mean, I'm just being honest. I want my people to succeed more than any other people in the world.
Yeah.
That's just being honest.
That's why we deserve it, right?
We deserve it.
But, so much.
But by me saying that, that's why I respect other people wanting their race to succeed as much.
I get that.
But I'm not racist. I know you heard that before.
I know you heard that before. I got a black dog.
Yeah, I got plenty of white friends, but I'm not racist. But I'm so sick of black people talking about why the government is not putting testing kits and testing sites in the black neighborhoods and blah, 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 and all the hot spots and this and that. Because all the hot spots are people who are not taking care of themselves, man.
And a lot of times, you expecting the government to do something in your little old town, like, you got to come together.
Yeah.
The people in your town need to come together and figure something out.
We as people have never, ever gotten any type of special treatment, ever.
So what makes you think this is different?
2020. That's what I'm saying. Still talking about the same thing that you've been talking about since 1867 or 64, whenever we've been free of slave. We should be treated fairly and equal.
They
should care about us. Why don't you care more about ourselves and stop talking about what they should do for us and organize something for us to do for us?
And make a change within your community.
That's the new way.
That's the thing. You expected somebody way in Washington to come and make a change here or wherever you are in your little town.
But we need the data. They need the data for what? But anyway, that just upsets me. I'm just sick of people wanting the government to do for stuff that we should have been doing for ourselves. We don't care about nothing until something happens. Yeah. We need to get out of that mindset right now. I'm out of that mindset. I thought like that probably 5, 6, I didn't care about nothing. But now I realize the importance of saving money, having different ways to make money, not depending on one thing to survive. If you depend on a job and you don't know how to make money once you lose that job, you're gonna be calling someone for advice pretty soon, because your life is gonna be in shambles. You understand what I'm saying?
You have to have multiple sources of income, because that one job, as we know, a lot of people have lost their jobs.
Yeah, you know
them. Right now.
You know them.
You know, so that job you had couldn't stand up to this pandemic. Then you may want to rethink some things.
Yeah. Rethink about what's important. Do something for yourself. People are working their life away.
Yeah.
And then as soon as something happens for 1 month, something gets shut down, it's gone. It's just like a woman. They use you.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm talking about, you know, those women who use a man until the man's all gone, then they can't use him anymore. She's gone.
Sometimes he know that, and he getting what he can get out the deal as well.
Exactly. But then when the woman gone, though, he over there crying, how could she do me like that?
Yeah,
he knew the whole time,
you
sucker.
You knew what it was.
You know what, sucker? You're a sucker.
You knew she didn't want you till you had, so.
I know. It ain't so cool being a jive turkey. So thanks to Thanksgiving.
So close to Thanksgiving.
Little jive turkey ass. Yeah. Trying to play like you don't know nothing, but know the whole time.
Yeah. Know the deal.
We know the deal,
you
too.
Know the game.
We know the game.
Cause you play the game just like she played the game. You got what you wanted out of her, and she got what she wanted out of you. So that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. And get mad when you ain't got it no more. How could she? How could you?
Right.
Broke, stupid, jive turkey.
You know you gotta maintain it.
You know what you gotta do. But that's just like our neighborhood, man. We know what we have to do. We do. We truly know. We got to stop depending on the government. We depend on the government for so much. We depend on them for food. We depend on them for shelter. We depend on them for benefits. I'm saying some people, whole world, if the government shut down, they'll be in a tough situation.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, they'll be like, well,
imagine if the
government shut down, does that mean their benefits shut down? If their benefits don't shut down, they don't really care about the government at that point.
But see, those types,
they keep their benefits going.
And that's the type of question they're going to be asking. Instead of trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do, well, my benefits still going to come?
That's
the question. Are my benefits going to come still?
That's the question.
And the answer is, dumbass. That's all I can say. Are my benefits still going to come? Dumbass. That's all I'm going to label. Don't care about anything. And if you hang out with people like that, you might want to hang out somewhere else.
I said, if you hang out with people like that, you may be that people.
Yeah, if you don't think what I'm saying is funny, then I'm talking about ass. Are my benefits still going to come?
Right.
That could
call. You just said the whole thing. You just had press conferences. And well,
so what are you really saying?
There's a possibility that there may be a government shutdown. So what you saying? Am I getting my benefits or am I not getting my benefits?
Yeah, people are going crazy over these.
Get to the point here.
People are going crazy over these stimulus checks.
Yeah.
Right now. They just announced them, like, everybody's going to get a check. That was like 2 weeks ago.
People filing taxes from 5 years ago.
I know, people getting mad.
let me get all these back taxes in so I can get this check.
Get a check. $1,200 check for how long? To September?
Wait, I thought it was just one time.
That's what, I don't know.
Get it monthly?
No, I'm just saying to September. Because it's supposed to be over with, right? Watch this go on. Oh, we're going to extend it to May. We're going to extend it to June. Watch it go on for a little bit longer.
Shoot, I was getting a little excited. You talking about to September?
No, it's a one-time check. I'm just saying, we don't know what's going to happen.
No, we don't know how long this is going to
last.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I'm just saying the school starts back.
Right.
So that's a long time. So we got to stay with our kids.
First of all.
Now, okay, that's cool, I guess, but you're lying. Now we on curfew lockdown, can't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to give us $1,200 on the books.
What type of torture is this?
Like you said, $1,200 they're going to give us on our books.
Right.
That's supposed to last for that long. We really are in jail because they want niggas to eat noodles. And tuna and peanut butter
sandwiches. And
can you afford bologna?
I thought that was the cheapest meat.
Can you afford bologna?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I don't know.
You can't afford bologna on $200 a month.
But they did say they was gonna do so with food stamps too.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. Get some emergency food stamps or something. So I mean, they trying, and then they have. I don't know
The government is trying. The government is doing what they're supposed to do.
We had a free breakfast and free lunch at the school.
That's great. That's all government. And that's all great programs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are being helped with those programs. But my point is, we should not be depending on that shit.
No, we should.
We should not be looking forward, okay, are my benefits going to be cut? We should be looking forward to trying to find a J-O-B. I find out if you can't come out of this with a new plan,
yep.
A job in shape, with a new outcome on life after this, then that says a lot about you.
Right.
Especially so, if you don't have nothing going on.
That's kind of like going to jail without even trying to go to college, or even if you went in jail without having a high school diploma, at least come out of jail with some education, if nothing else. At least come out of you, especially you went there for like 2 or 3 years. What else do you have to do?
Can we give the ladies some free game or anybody some free game?
Go ahead.
If somebody is in jail for some years and you still love them or whatever, you're going to take them back. Before you take them back, Ask them what they did when they was in jail. See if they got a trade.
Something.
Got a, you know, that PNU University, you know, that college they can get. Mm-hmm. That would tell you a whole lot about a person. Like, yes, I'm make the best of this and better myself when times are down. When times are down, that's when people better themselves.
Yeah, what that's important. What do you do when you at your lowest?
What can you do when you at your lowest? And what you can't do is make excuse why you can't do something. If you at your lowest, you cannot have excuses or reason why you can't do anything. Any opportunity that you have at your lowest point, you take it.
Yes.
I don't care. I made 6 figures. So, are you making it now?
Right.
Are you making it now?
You're making no figures.
So nothing.
Figure that out.
You figureless. And you can't figure it out. So you do what you have to do. Man, we preach this all the time. Me and my wife say, you do what you have to do to get where you want to go. Well, I'm sorry, I did not say that right. I said you.
I'm like, yo, I'm agreeing with you.
Let me start it all over. I said you do what you gotta do to do what you want. There it is.
Well, you do it.
You do what you gotta do in order to do what you want.
There you go.
That's how it goes, and people don't understand that. They wanna do what they want in their head. They don't even know the steps. Don't even know how to even organize or even correlate what they want to do in their head to a business or to a system or whatever they're trying to do. They don't even know how to do that. So they give up.
So you do find excuses. You do what you need to do in order to get to that point where you can do what you want to do.
And that means, okay.
It's all the same.
That could be anything. I want to fly a plane. Okay. You don't have any type of experience in flying a plane. So what do you have to do? You have to do everything you need to do to be able to fly a plane.
To get to that point.
So that means you got to read books, go to school, whatever the certification, qualification it is. That's what you have to do. You can't make an excuse of, well, I don't know how to fly. I don't know how to do that.
Or it take too long.
Yeah.
But then
you don't want to do it.
That's not
then.
What they wanted to do.
Yeah, that's
if
not what you do.
Really, really want to do. You would
figure
put
it out.
Those steps in motion and get that plan together and stick to that plan. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. Bam. Plan in motion. That's your focus. That's where you're going.
Yeah.
To get to that end result.
I mean, honestly, people being laid off right now.
It should be a wake-up call.
It definitely should be a wake-up call.
Because you can't sustain in a pandemic or recession or whatever we're going through. If your job where you make your income to take care of your family does not stand up to whatever is going on, it may be time for a change.
It might be time for a change. And here's another thing I want to wake you guys up. This world is not going back to normal. I'm just letting you know. It's a lot more probably going on that we know. And things are changing. That we don't know. And things are changing. So be prepared for those changes. You might not be able to go back to your job after 6 months or whenever. That might be a done deal.
Your job may not be there.
It might not be there. They might have been government bailed out and the owner's like, I'm going to sell the company. I don't even want to deal with it no more. I'm just wondering why 23 CEOs stepped down in less than a week. People don't think about that or talk about those things. This world has forever changed. Just know that.
Yeah. People are probably going to do things a lot differently. They may even do things remotely. Because people are now working remotely. Hey, this seemed to work.
Let's
do this. Let's continue this.
And the businesses that are still in business and they cut down, laid people off, and they're still making money and profit, then you might not be coming back. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You might not be coming back. So you got to think like that. You can't just be like, okay, when this is over with, it's going to be all good. Right. No.
Please don't think that way, because you might be disappointed.
Yes, you have to
have a family, you know, to feed, and you got responsibilities.
You have to be proactive right now. It's no time to be in chill mode. I'm a chill and drink and play on the internet. And I mean, that's cool, week or two, but it's months now. Mm-hmm. It's months. What you gonna do with this time? What you gonna do with it?
Yeah, make the most of it. I know you may have the kids there, you know, loud and bugging you, bothering you, but you gotta set that time aside to, you know, really think about some things.
Yeah. Mainly think about what you're gonna do for your future.
Start making some decisions.
Yeah, stop being a sheep and being, you know, led, you know, being told what to do, hey, get up, you gotta be to work at 9, you get off at 6. In between, you know, anything after that, you can do your grocery shopping, it's all you, but between 9 and 6, it's all us, you're getting paid. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to live like that. Or do you? Some people do. But this is the price of living like that. You never know. You never know. And what all great people I have learned from in life, the only constant thing in life is change. Nothing's going to be the same. It's always change. And if you're not adaptable to change, then you're a fossil.
I don't know who you are if you can't adjust your way of thinking and your situation to what's going on. You go get left behind, like a lot of these companies do that don't, they not getting with the program.
Yes, you've seen it.
When life changes, technology changes, things change, and you still want to be stuck in that old mindset.
Because that's what worked.
This been working for me.
Yes.
You know, I've been doing this for 30 years.
And I'm comfortable.
And why I got to change now? Because the world is always evolving and changing constantly.
Exactly.
You gotta stick. You gotta get with the program. Come on now.
They gotta look and observe. Like my wife said, perfect example. Sears, they were ruling it with the catalog, mm-hmm. 60s and 70s, 80s maybe. They was killing the catalog game. Then what messed up their little thing? Internet. They should have put their whole catalog on the internet as soon as it came out. Nobody had the vision. And they probably didn't care. Oh, that's just fat. Oh, who's going to order stuff on the internet? You know, that old thinking.
That's not going to last long.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that seems like a good idea and you have a vision, go for it. It might not work. It might work. But everybody who is successful did something. they didn't do nothing.
Somewhere.
They started somewhere and did something, and they would all tell you they have failed many times.
Many times.
I have never heard somebody say, I knocked it out the park the first pitch.
First try.
First time ever. Everybody tell you it's a hard road to get there. And people don't understand the hard road to get there part.
Yeah.
I understand it. My wife understands it. We can lose everything right now. And we would be like, this is nothing. We'll figure it out and get it back.
Because
we've done it before.
You know, we've been there.
Done
so
that.
Excuses
don't work. It don't work over here.
I absolutely hate excuses to, oh my God, I don't know. I hate them.
I hate excuses when they make excuses for not doing something. I don't want to do it because it's too far.
I don't have a way to get there or
the time,
stuff like that.
I would, but I just don't have blah 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 blah.
So you rather stay stuck where you are,
yes,
than to get out of your comfort zone
and maybe
really
learn
do
something
meaningful with your life.
Learn something. If you fail, okay, now you know it don't work.
Right.
Try something else. But everybody has a calling, or if you don't believe, everyone has a purpose in life. You are here for a reason.
Everyone is
so
nobody's a mistake, even though your mama or daddy may have told you that. I hope not, but
you know,
you've heard the stories. Some people, you're not supposed to be here. You were a mistake.
I should have swallowed you.
Right. I should have aborted you.
Whoa, Mom.
A little harsh there, ain't you?
Harsh. But regardless, you are still here, right, and you have a purpose.
You do.
You really do. And it might take you 25, 40, 50, 60 years to find your purpose. But it was meant for you to find it when you find it. Right. And when you find it, that's what we're talking about.
And it was meant for you to go through all those stages, through those ages, to get to that purpose. It was all meant to happen.
All meant to happen.
That's the way it's designed.
That's the way it is. What you say, if you don't believe, that's karma. If you believe, that's faith. You know? You got to believe. You got to work toward. Oh, you know what else I hate? Blind faith people. I don't like them too much. I mean, I believe in, I have faith of a mustard seed or whatever. I believe in all that. But this is why I don't believe. Lord, please give me the money. And they hold a hand out. Lord, going to give me the money.
Right.
Lord's going to give me the money. I prayed about it. And I prayed about it.
I'm not going to do nothing.
I prayed about it because I had the faith that the Lord going to give me the money.
Yeah. So I'm going to just sit right here and wait until that happens.
Yeah.
Instead of getting out there and putting yourself in a position to be blessed.
You waiting for it.
So you're going to.
Pray again. I've been praying so long. It's gonna come. I don't like it. Sorry, I don't like it. And the people who be buying the flaxseed oils and the divine transfers, the Lord gonna bless you by this miracle oil. I saw miracle water sold on TV for $20, Keisha.
With the cloth.
Oh, it had a cloth too? If you get two, for
the price of one.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. Right?
Yeah, with the cloth, WWJD. What would Jesus do? He would turn. Oh my goodness. But people are actually doing this though.
Yeah, because they feel like they've lost all hope. And a lot of hopeless people are in the church. A lot of hopeless people. They don't know where else to go.
That's the market.
No, they don't know where else to turn to. So the church is it.
I just don't understand. Like, you have not done anything though. I'm not talking about church people no more. I'm just talking about the blind faith. Like, you haven't done anything to deserve this reward of what you want. What have you done? What can you teach someone?
Because it's like you go to work to get a paycheck. So if you don't go to work, you don't get the paycheck, right?
Yeah. But I'm going to pray for it. My eyes are closed. My hand is out. You see, I'm going to pray for it.
God knows my heart. He knows that I need this.
I heard that pray before. That's why, when people get in those big groups, I was like, I'll step out. I can't let everybody pray for me.
You're not supposed to.
If I am in the group, my eyes are open. I'm looking around. I'm not listening. I'm eyes wide open. I'm looking at people.
Why?
Because I'm looking at people.
Why? What are you looking for when you're looking at people?
I don't know what I'm looking for, but what they're saying is it was not what I'm trying to hear. So I'm just looking around, observing what they're saying and everybody's reaction. That's pretty cool to see people's reaction. A couple times you see other people looking around too.
Y'all lock eyes.
Yeah, we wasn't supposed to be heads down, eyes closed. I'ma tell on you if you say something. But you was too. No, but all seriously though, people, coronavirus has changed this world. I hope it's changing us, you, for the better.
Yeah.
We love y'all, man. We love this world. And we just tell them the truth.
And I know.
The truth.
Sometimes I saw that, on the news, a doctor, I think it's a little extreme, but she said, if you go to the grocery store, take your shoes off outside and put, have the soles. Put them face down so the soles are in contact with the sun, because the sun does something to the soul.
Oh, expose the soles to the sunlight, so kill
the heat. Kill whatever is you may have stepped in.
Corona. So, may have stepped in corona on the floor.
Might have stepped in corona. So
on the floor.
Put shoes outside.
Okay.
But when you bring your groceries in, put them on the floor.
Outside? No. With the shoes? What sense does that make?
You got to take the groceries in the house now. When you get the groceries in the house. Let me get through this.
Okay.
When you put the groceries in the house, put them on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Then go wash your hands up to your elbows.
The elbows.
Once you're done with that, every piece of what?
Wash those.
Wash those. Every single thing.
Hands from
thing.
Your hands to the elbows?
No. Wash every single thing you have purchased.
Wash everything I bought?
Some sort of disinfectant. Scrub it down.
Okay.
Top to bottom. So if you don't have disinfectant, soap and water. Get your little towel. Every single thing needs to be wiped down.
That's it?
So once you do that.
There's more?
Then you wash your hands again up to the elbows. Then go change your clothes.
Now change my clothes?
You gotta wash your clothes now. Then you come back. All right, you good to go.
But I just took my clothes off, and I didn't wash my hands after I took my clothes off.
Yeah, you got to wash them again after you take your clothes
off.
Up to the elbows. But that's what a doctor said.
Some be butt naked with some with some clean hands and elbows, because all that didn't stop nothing. I'm be butt naked with some clean hands and elbows, because as soon as I brought the groceries in and then take them out the bag and wash them off outside, if it's that serious, I got corona all in the house.
Was I supposed to say put clothes back on?
I don't know. Did she say put clothes back on?
When are you naked though?
Because I took my clothes off.
You change clothes.
Well, every time. I'm just saying.
After you put the groceries up, wash your hands again.
Okay.
Change clothes. I didn't say get naked and you in the kitchen naked trying to put some groceries up.
I'm just saying, I'm be butt naked with some clean hands and elbows. Swinging.
And then they like, Daddy, why you naked?
Coronavirus.
Why you standing in the kitchen naked, Daddy?
Coronavirus. They blame it on everything. Why can't I? Shit. Coronavirus, hell. I ain't going over there. And then here's another one that's making me mad with the coronavirus. Every day. Can we get some good news?
Daily.
Daily, man.
Daily updates. They should have. If you want to know daily updates, they should, go here.
They know.
To kind of, you know, traffic goes
there. Yeah, coronavirus.gov, man. Coronavirus.gov. That's where you want to go. If you want to make me every day, day and night. I'm trying to listen to the music. After the music, coronavirus. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Coronavirus. Blah, 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 blah. The president said the coronavirus. I'm like, man, come on.
And I'm about tired of his press conferences. Why they keep doing him like that?
I don't know.
You know he don't know nothing.
You know he
first
don't.
First of all, and you always setting him up for him to talk about you, news reporters.
I don't understand. I don't understand why he's talking about it either. He should have his chief coronavirus specialist.
He don't even have to be there.
I know he don't know nothing about it, but I guess since he's the president, he's supposed to know something about it, I guess.
Like, man, if I didn't know nothing, I ain't saying nothing. I don't care who I am. Y'all go ahead, go up there. I may be in the back somewhere. I don't know. But I'm not going to make a fool out of myself
because
I don't know what's going on.
Well, people make fools out of themselves all the time, baby.
But he has done it many times.
Well, he's a fool. I mean, if he done it many times, it is what it is. But let's just be honest. He's no coronavirus. We know Donald Trump don't know anything about coronavirus. So
sometimes it gets uncomfortable to even watch it, you know?
I like Trump when he go off on them people like, and you.
What a nasty question.
Nasty little mouth from you.
I'm from China.
Oh, that's my favorite quote. Why would you say that, sir? Why would you say the Chinese flu? Because it comes from China.
China.
Like you didn't understand China.
It comes from China.
You saw his face? Like you dumbass. That's why I said it. Because it came from China.
China.
Classic, man. Classic.
I hear you guys are calling it the Kung Flu.
He said, that's a good one.
He said, the what? Like he said, oh, we use that one later.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He said, they're calling it what? When he asked that, I was like, in his head, I know he said.
That's a good one.
I'm going to use that one next time.
But he can't use it. They advised him. It's like, please don't. Please don't say the cup. But it's so funny.
Please.
It'll make people so mad.
You not already said China. You not already said, okay, it's a Chinese disease or whatever you want to say. Just don't do that.
The Kung Fu.
Well, can I say it with my friends? Can I say it in my office?
Can you trust them, Donald? Can you trust them, Donald? You already got 10 books written on you about 10 different conversations. Come on, Donald.
Video footage, all type of stuff.
Grab them in the woohoos and the ha-has because they love it when you're rich. I'm telling you, man.
What's her name? I'll call her Melania.
No,
what's his wife's name?
I don't know.
But that's your first lady.
I don't know her name. And she's not my first lady. But on that note, man, this is the Talking Tombstone. I'm Freddie.
And I'm Keidra.
And this is my wife, hopefully passed today, right?
What?
You gonna be my wife past tonight? Past day?
We'll see. You got some making up to do.
I'm good at that. So I'll be here. I'll be here next time. I bet on it. I'll bet on it. But yeah, so I'm Freddie. That's my wife.
Keidra.
We're Talking Tombstone. If you ever want to reach out to us, you can email us at talkingtombstone05. No, is that right?
It's been so long, I forgot.
It's talkingtombstone5 at gmail.com. We also can be reached at Facebook. At Talking Tombstone. No E.
Oh boy.
Is right.
Bye.
So this is, we're going to see how many podcasts we're going to do. We're probably going to be doing one a week now since both our schedules are so hectic right now. It's amazing the blessings the Lord has given us and the momentum that we are gaining. I'm so happy.
Ideas are just flowing on how we can work from anywhere.
Imagine
we're on vacation and working. Imagine it.
Yeah, we're going to start. Got some big stuff coming, man. We're going to start doing the videos. We're going to start documenting our family life.
So y'all can see these kitties, ours that we talk about so much.
Because, I mean, honestly, they're some geniuses. I really, because I think I'm a smart dude, and to get outsmarted by a 6-year-old every once in a while, it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
It really do.
I just said today, you Shia, the girl, a daughter, as long as you living with me, you ain't gonna be smarter. So I had to say that, because I know once I'm old, she probably gonna be smarter than me. And outsmart me all the time when I'm an old lady.
And what did she say?
He said, I would never do that to you.
But what did she say that was funny, though?
No, what she said? She said something to you.
No, she said it to you. I was cracking up.
Because I was leaving. Yeah. And you had just came
out. I heard you say, you'll never outsmart me ever in your life, ever. She's like, I know, Mom. I know you're not that dumb. I was like, wow.
That's what you came in for.
I was like, wow, this is funny.
So those are the conversations that we have often.
Yeah, she thinks she's so smart. But yeah.
But anyway, we were saying bye and started a whole other conversation.
We are the Talking Tombstone. We can do this in our sleep. This is Pillow Talk. We about to talk some more.
We have sleep now, actually.
We about to go talk some more. We probably got another 2 or 3 more hours of talking and laughing like this. This is our life, and we share it with you guys, and we can't wait to share more. Y'all have a great night. Y'all stay safe in this coronavirus.
Yes.
Love your people, man. Be real with your people. Tell them the truth. Stop lying all the time. Stop lying all the time not to hurt people's feelings. The truth will set you free and make the best out of everything. Trust me on that.
You always come from a loving place.
There you go.
See what I'm saying?
There you go. I don't always want to be from a loving place. I just want to tell you the truth. Because sometimes I might want to hurt you. Because you get on my damn nerve. Nah. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. The brutal honest truth
only,
is.
Only the people that love you will tell you the truth, right?
Yeah, you right about
they
that.
They don't really want nothing from you.
Yeah.
And not, oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's great. The yes men and women.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody like that in my life.
Nah, you don't. I'm the realest man ever, I've been called. I love that. I love it. But we love you guys, man. Y'all reach out to us on those, on Talk To Some. Number 5 at Gmail or on Facebook, Talking To Some No E. I'm Freddie.
I'm Keisha. I was yawning.
She was yawning because it's bedtime. All right. We out.